Unit 11D, Topic 2-5.
Part 2.
If there are no more questions? No? OK, finally then, I'd like to sum up the main points of my talk. Corporate culture. Every company has one. The problem is often that they don't really know what it is. It just develops over a period of years. People think, this is the way that we do things here. This afternoon, I've tried to show you that you should stop and think about the culture in your company. Have a good look at how you operate and ask yourself some questions. You may be rather surprised by the answers. Make two lists of what's good or bad. We've looked at some examples of bad culture. One of the worst mistakes is a culture where people mustn't make mistakes. Another is having a culture where no one is really interested in your opinion. People at the top decide everything. As we saw with Alan and his removal firm, people on the shop floor often know a lot more about the everyday details of their job than the managers. So, what would be a good culture? Well, one where people have the freedom to fail. In other words, mistakes are okay. Another good point is that everyone is part of the company. And we've seen some examples of companies where they believe that work is fun. You should enjoy it. So, what if you find out that you should try to change your corporate culture? The first point you must remember is that change is difficult, especially for managers. If they're used to just saying, do this or do that, they'll find it pretty hard to involve others in their decisions. The second point is that you have to have a clear policy about the changes you want. Have meetings, talk to people, then write down exactly what will happen and when, so that everyone is informed what your aims are. Finally, remember, don't expect change overnight. It will take time, perhaps months. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.